I don't want to listen to that long-range forecast. I just want to look today and enjoy the blue sky and everything that's
going on.
We always have to look ahead to that. Joining us on the line this morning, we're happy to have with us Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod. How are you?
Excuse me. I guess long-range isn't as good as this October apparently was 8 degrees warmer than any other normal October.
I guess
read that somewhere.
Yeah, I guess so. But we are in November, and we've changed.
Now
our
we're
clocks.
Not. We're
and it's getting a little bit darker earlier as well. But let's talk about some of the things that have been going on in Washington. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. It's kind of made its way past the Senate in August, now through the House. Talk a little bit about some of the things that Ohio may see out of this bill, this act.
Well, it's good news all the way around. It's a jobs bill. It will put a lot of people back to work in good-paying jobs, many of them union construction jobs. One thing Senator Portman and I wrote together was the strongest Buy America language. It's something that Lorain County people know I've worked on for years. We had to do it bill by bill this time. It's the strongest Buy America language ever in American law. It means that no more bridges built with Chinese steel, as we saw in Oakland a few years ago. It means if American workers, if we use American tax dollars, we use American workers to make the product. So it's good all the way around for jobs. It's going to mean extension of broadband in areas which don't have particularly good coverage, investment in public transit. Lorain County Transit will get help, and so as will RTA, obviously, in Cleveland. So it will be an investment in families and jobs and make a difference in people's lives.
Do any of these investments require state or local matches?
A very good question. Some of these, the answer is yes, but much of the money will come to the state. The state will then make the decision, whether it's the interstate, it's certainly the state doing it. Local roads, there will be some match, but there will be enough money that it's absolutely worth it with local communities. I've worked with mayors all over the state and both parties. They understand that. They're ready to go. One of the things we're going to do that will be all coming out of this law, there are in Ohio 600,000 pipes that go from the main core, the main line, if you will, into people's homes, 600,000 water pipes that are contaminated with lead, which affect babies and small children's brain development. We have more than any state in the country except Illinois. We will be replacing those over the next few years with federal dollars to make our water system safer for everybody. So there are a lot of things like that that have just been neglected. I mean, keep in mind, President Trump promised infrastructure. He failed. President Obama promised infrastructure. President Bush, they all promised it. This president promised it. He delivered with the new Senate. It is now bipartisan, which it should be, but it's finally going to happen.
Talking with Senator Sherrod Brown, I understand you were on a picket line earlier this week. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I went back to my own home, my old home county where I grew up, Richland County. Steelworkers in Shelby, it's Copperweld Steels, the name of the company. It's now called ArcelorMittal, foreign owned by an Indian company that now is headquartered in Luxembourg, I believe. And these workers have their wages have been stuck. Their health care benefits continue to go up. They, in many of these workers' cases, they have not had a day off literally since Labor Day. So there's up higher workplace injuries, all the things that come out of that. And the company walked away from the bargaining table. I know some of the management people, and I'm calling them and asking them to come back to the table. Let's negotiate this. Long strikes are never in anybody's interest. But I always, as Lorain County people know, I always stand with workers, and I'm standing with workers in this case, and will continue to until this strike is resolved.
Anything else that's on your agenda for this coming month?
Yeah, the most important thing we need to do is go back to Washington next Monday and pass Build Back Better. And one of the central parts of that is to extend the child tax credit. You know, because we've talked about it on this show, 90% of Ohio families with children under 18 have gotten at least a $3,000 tax cut per year. It started in July. They got $300, August, September, October. Every Republican voted no. Every Democrat voted yes. This is essential for families who are struggling and who aspire to the middle class, and it's the biggest tax cut in American history for working families. it expires at the end of the year. We need to go back and make it permanent, or at least make it longer than it is right now.
Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing with us today.
We'll do it again. Thanks so much.
Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning. Craig, you didn't know this, but the Sherrod was eating some oatmeal prior to this, or at least maybe he referenced that. I told him, hold on, we got some news. He goes, that'll give me time to finish my oatmeal.